Taurus, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. It is for Taurus, Sun, Moon, and Rising sign. I'm going to start off with the astrology, and then we're going to get into the intuitive reading with the cards. There's always an extended reading for those of you who want to continue the message with me. I welcome you to join me. The link is right below. Or you can join the Unbound membership to this channel and get unlimited access to all of the extendeds for your sun, your moon, your rising, anything you want for as long as you want, as long as you're a member, plus all the other membership perks. So check that out too. I have a second YouTube channel called Astrology Motivation, where I do live daily tarot card readings so we can interact, and I hope you'll join me there. I'll attach the link above. Please remember to subscribe to this channel and ring the notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. Taurus content comes out every single Thursday at 8 a.m. That's over here, Pacific time, on the West Coast. Okay, so now that we've talked shop, let's get into the astrology, which is very powerful, but also very beautiful. What happens over the course of this week, Taurus, is that Venus, which is your ruling dignitary, is going to leave your domicile, Taurus. She's moving from Taurus into Gemini. Now, that gives her, that's not where she's at home, but it gives her, it's lighter. Now, Venus doesn't necessarily like light. She likes decadent. She loves luxurious. She loves to feel valued. And the value she receives here is much aligned with friendship. I'm not saying that all of your romantic possibilities are going out the window. What I'm saying is that to focus on the friendship dynamic, to just enjoy the pleasure of somebody's thoughts, of somebody's words, of their silliness, of their impracticality, of all of those things about them that make them ultimately extremely unique, is where you're going to really pull power in relationships in this energy for the next, I think it's 2 months she's going to be in gym. Maybe not 2 months, but around there. Now there's a couple of aspects that are also impacting you guys a great deal as we follow Venus. And that first aspect, as she goes into Taurus and where she is right now, is the trine to Pluto. A trine is a harmonious connection. It makes things fluid and flow very easily. Sometimes it makes us a little lackadaisical. So right now with this trine to Pluto, you can still be stuck in what you used to value. But any connection to Pluto is asking us to shift our consciousness, change, or to dig deeper and see the hidden value in things. So if there is becoming a dynamic shift in how you value yourself or how you value others, this is because of that aspect. Now that aspect will fade, and by the middle to end of this energy week, you're going to have this, Venus is going to have a beautiful sextile to Jupiter, which is exceptional energy. It is going to open up and expand your life, especially when Venus is finally in Gemini. Excuse me. It'll help you in the way of expanding what you think is valuable instead of being stuck in the past, which is still a kind of a rub right now, because in your first house is still the North Node. It's still Uranus. You know, like, there are still energies there that are conflicting with that South Node energy of let's get out of our comfort zone. But it's not just our comfort zone. It's what we get stuck in and what we mistake ourselves for, right? We've set up specific values based on what's worked or what's helped us fit in or make relationships with people throughout our lives. But is that what we are really valuable for? Is that all? Is that our net worth, really? This is the time when you're able to start expanding and seeing value in others, maybe different people completely, and also different values in yourself or different things that make you valuable. The wonderful aspect here as well is when Jupiter sextiles to Venus, there is a beautiful expansion of attractiveness, financial gain, any kind of financial difficulties that you would have been having or could have been having will dissipate or being in Gemini, you'll finally get the solutions for them. You'll finally start to see answers to them so that you can take action on them. As well as any kind of movement or dynamic shift that needed to change when it comes to, well, needed to change based on what you desired with your romantic partnerships, etc. There's this wonderful sense of you'll have more options. And you'll have more options because of your willingness to see different values or be intrigued or interested in different people and conversations with them. This is a very friendly, open, happier time right now for Venus, and that is 100% going to have a beautiful impact on the way that you experience this next week worth of energy. So it's just beautiful, beautiful energy. Let's go into the cards. Taurus. Be at home. Very interesting considering Venus just went left home, right? But for you, this could be that you're returning home, that you're visiting home, or that you're getting comfortable with where you are and everything about yourself. Be at home could mean that there's some sort of dynamics between or interactions between you and your fourth house energy, your family. You may be visiting or home for the weekend. But I feel like this is more of an understanding of just I'm accepting myself better. I'm valuing myself for more what is more authentically who I am instead of, you know, or in some ways, I'm also learning how people value me, and I'm getting more comfortable with that, more comfortable in the way, Taurus, that if people value things in you that you don't necessarily value in yourself, you can take how they value you and add it to your value canon, right? Seeing different ways of being worth, you know, of being valuable. But it's also a sense of if people don't value you, you have a more robust understanding of who you are and comfort level in who you are to be able to communicate your value to somebody or not care as much about what they think. And then we have tend to the small things. Tend to the small things is Virgo energy, looking at the details, picking through the details. This is you being at home or feeling comfortable with smaller things, finding value in littler things. This could also be returning home to help yourself for self-care, to help convalesce, repair from some sort of illness, because this could be that there's been something building up a great deal. And now it's almost like you're returning to a place where you're comfortable, or a suggestion to return to a place where you're comfortable to help work on those things, work them out, and then let it shine. I feel like you're returning in some ways to those little things that you used to love when you were young. And I feel for so many of you, you've gotten so far away from it. Or there's just been a distraction, you know, from the things that you really love based on what you needed or what you had to sort of assimilate to in order to survive or try to thrive. But this is a return to a more authentic sense of self and the confidence to really demonstrate who you are. This could also be speaking about something, going home to tell people, say to them, this is what I've been working on, this is what's important to me, or this is what, you know, this is what I've been dealing with, to just sort of like get it off your chest and let everybody know what's up. Okay, we're gonna keep going. Let it shine. This is your voice. But it's almost like I'm sick of hiding things. because this message is strongly pulling to, I'm so sick of just hiding, pretending, the glamour. I'm so sick of pretending who I am. I'm just going to start talking about it or saying it, because this is really scorpionic energy. If something is rising deep inside of you, what is that? Truth transcends illusion. So you wouldn't be able to hide this if you wanted to, but the truth is you don't want to anymore. So this is a good time to get something off your chest, say it, talk about it, or realize it. It's been building up inside of you for a while, and now you're finally ready because you value yourself enough to know, even if this they out there don't approve, I approve. This is who I am. And then we have surrender now. Just go with the flow. It's telling you to just dive in, and I think you will. Once Venus sextiles Jupiter, and I believe that happens on Tuesday, the same day that new moon in Cancer happens, which means there's this incredible energy around a new start, to begin. And I feel like when astrologers say that to people, people just automatically assume that means, oh, everything has reached the pinnacle as soon as it happens. No, that's the beginning of the beginning. This is when the new start happens. So it's when it takes off. It's not when it arrives, right? But you'll feel it. You'll feel the dynamic shift in you around Tuesday of next week, because there's just a sense of throwing caution to the wind, letting it go, knowing that you're ready. You're not afraid. You want to move forward, and you want to do it authentically. This is Sagittarius energy, so it could be about traveling. It could be about going somewhere or letting people know what you really think, what you really feel, what your authenticity is, your true faith, your true spiritual beliefs, different things like this, and then trust in the great mystery. Yeah, you're ready to just dive in. And remember, whales dive into the deep end. They're in the deep ocean all the time. They're not uncomfortable here. So this is almost like an affirmation that you are now completely comfortable with it within your own skin and within your own environment. So diving in completely, you have fire, right? So you have the passion and you have the inspiration, and you're just going to let it take you forward. And then emotionally, you become extremely comfortable with what's around you, with who you are within what's around you. There is this balance there. And also this sense of just being able to handle yourself, handle everything that you are. I mean, whales are fucking huge, but they handle themselves so elegantly. You know, it's because they're not trying to be a dolphin, right? A whale is a fucking whale. But ultimately, it's the acceptance of everything that they are. And this it's lack of dissonance. There's no dissonance between what they think they are and what they are. There's just this coming together to be a whole self, a completeness. This could also talk about something that you have been working on over time. You're finally ready to dive into and commit fully to and let everybody know, hey, this is where my priority is now. This is what I want to do now. Even if it's scary, even if I don't have the resources, though I tell you, in this context, in this astrology, if you're looking for resources, you will find them. Because Venus sextile to Jupiter is an exceptional time for prosperity, especially for a sign ruled so much by Venus. So I think this is a home run. Whatever you're starting now, whatever you're unveiling now, is going to really blossom and prosper. You may feel like a fish. I don't know. There's something alien or strange here. We have Sagittarius energy again. This is almost like accepting that you're different, because that's what it means. It's a card that speaks of you're feeling like an alien, feeling like a stranger in a strange land. And it's almost like in some ways you are, and you've accepted that about yourself. This could also mean, like I said, foreign travel for you, or that you are starting to talk to people who are different than you, starting to be curious about people whose stories or opinions or beliefs were once very foreign to you, and they still may be very foreign to you. But I feel like this is working with the whole dynamic of like the meta consciousness now, especially since Uranus is in Taurus, changing your willingness to be open to a different dynamic or different people. And in some ways, welcoming the alien, welcoming the stranger, seeing the value in the different perspective they can offer you, seeing the value in their stories, their point of view. All of those things is what you're starting to see the value in, which is really good. This is expansion, expanding, growing. You might actually also be deciding deciding to just jump into traveling for that same kind of experience. And I would encourage you to let yourself do it and figure out how to do it in whatever way that you can. You don't have to go to a 5-star hotel every time you travel. You know what I'm saying? This is almost like you throwing caution to the wind because you're at a place where now you want and welcome different inputs around you. You're craving something unique. That's what this is. You're craving something unique. You're looking for something unique. So you will attract that and you will also seek it out. Really interesting. Really interesting. And what will Taurus find? Why do we keep doing this? All my decks are upside down. I'm sorry about that, guys. I apologize. Hold on. Imagine. Have you been dreaming about something? This has been something on your bucket list? The higher power is kind of giving you access to it? Or the dreams themselves are an actual communication directly from the divine. To say to you, in other words, listen, you're dreaming these things, you're imagining these things, you're all of a sudden attracted to these things because the divine is legitimately recreating you. So this is like the reprogramming of you on like that cellular level, but in a way that you're ready, like the way that a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly. This was always part of your natural progression. But the higher power is like, it's almost like it's sending you dreams. It's been sending you dreams or even daydreams. Ways in which your mind has been wandering, which it absolutely will. But I want to get deeper into the daydreams. What can you tell me about these daydreams? What are they supposed to mean for Taurus? What are they supposed to do? And this is be at home again. Have you been dreaming of home? Is there something at home? Going home, returning home, dreams for maybe your family or dreams of your family? I don't know if that's different to you, that you never thought you'd expect that you'd want to return home, but if that's the difference, then do it. But it's also about taking care of somebody, maybe dreaming about your childhood, remembering your childhood. But what are those memories teaching towards? Remembering somebody from your childhood. This is not such a good energy. Teaching you, So this is a card that speaks to deception. It's a card that speaks to false friends. It's a card that speaks to how I've been distracted in order to fit in, or how people around me may not have had my best interest at heart and just been doing things to take from me. So this is becoming very, very aware of that. So there could be something like a realization that you've had that something from your home life or your past really didn't value you so much as the value you brought to them, and that's not being valued. So this is like relearning this could be a dynamic shift in who you actually want to be around, or, and why you value people. Like, why was I even attracted to that person being in my life? So I don't see great harm coming to you. What I see is an aha moment, an awakening, like an 11-11 moment, you know, an awakening to, wow, I really valued the wrong people because they were kind of like robbing me of either my opportunities, my choices, actually my energy, or not definitely not valuing me, because this card speaks to, hey, watch out, because while you're distracted, somebody else is stealing your shit. So then it could be a return of home, maybe returning from traveling to sort of get your legs back on underneath you and rediscover who the fuck you are and where your value actually comes from. I want to pull a moon card for you. Or just feeling at this point like you don't fit in where you used to. Have faith in your dreams. This is the second time something like this has been coming up. Have faith in your dreams. It's once again, I think, almost literal for you guys right now, this sense of the higher power, the universe, God, whatever you'd like to call it, is sending you these visions, and they're sending you these visions to direct you to which way to go. So I really want you to have a dream journal, or be able to really, anytime you have a dream, even a daydream, see where your mind is wandering, because that's where your heart is. It's telling you to go somewhere or do something, because at this time, that's what you plant your seeds in, because that will take off. You're feeling it. You're feeling the opportunity in the air, Taurus. So it's, you're being reminded of what is important to put your focus on now. Let's get into the extended. I'll see you guys there.